Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Wednesday, the 31st of May. This week on Battle Drill Devotionals, we focus on the events of Pentecost. The powerful arrival of God's Holy Spirit changed people's lives forever. It can change ours too. Our Bible reading is Acts chapter 2 and verses 1 to 21. Today we're reading from the Passion Translation. The Holy Spirit comes at Pentecost. On the day Pentecost was being fulfilled, all the disciples were gathered in one place. Suddenly they heard the sound of a violent blast of wind rushing into the house from out of the heavenly realm. The roar of the wind was so overpowering, it was all anyone could bear. Then, all at once, a pillar of fire appeared before their eyes. It separated into tongues of fire that engulfed each one of them. They were all filled and equipped with the Holy Spirit and were inspired to speak in tongues, empowered by the Spirit to speak in languages they had never learned. Now, at that time, there were Jewish worshippers who had emigrated from many different lands to live in Jerusalem. When the people of the city heard the roaring sound, crowds came running to where it was coming from, stunned over what was happening, because each one could hear the disciples speaking in his or her own language. Bewildered, they said to one another, "Aren't these all Galileans? So how is it that we hear them speaking in our own languages? We are northeastern Iranians, northwestern Iranians, Elamites, and those from Mesopotamia, Judea, east central Turkey, the coastal areas of the Black Sea, Asia, north central Turkey, southern Turkey, Egypt, Libyans who are neighbours of Cyrene, visitors from all over the Roman Empire, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. Yet we hear them speaking of God's mighty wonders in our own dialects." They all stood there, dumbfounded and astonished, saying to one another, "What is this phenomenon?" But others poked fun at them and said, "They're just drunk on new wine." Peter stood up with the 11 apostles and shouted to the crowd, "Listen carefully, my fellow Jews and residents of Jerusalem. You need to clearly understand what's happening here. These people are not drunk like you think they are, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. This is the fulfillment of what was prophesied through the prophet Joel. For God says, 'This is what I will do in the last days. I will pour out my spirit on everybody and cause your sons and daughters to prophesy, and your young men will see visions, and your old men will experience dreams from God. The Holy Spirit will come upon all my servants, men and women alike, and they will prophesy. I will reveal startling signs and wonders in the sky above, and mighty miracles on the earth below. Blood and fire and pillars of clouds will appear, for the sun will be turned dark and the moon blood red before that great and awesome appearance of the day of the Lord. But everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." Amen. Have you ever looked at someone so filled with Holy Spirit power and wished it were you? Perhaps you've watched them confidently share their testimony with a stranger, or preach a powerful sermon, or show love to someone who seemed unlovable, and wished that you could do the same. The promise of Pentecost is that everyone, you and me included, can be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. Moses had once yearned for God to put his Spirit on everyone, but the prophet Joel made it plain that God's timing was that this would occur only in the last days. Peter proclaims that the last days are here now. They are the days between Jesus' first coming at Christmas and his second coming, when he returns to bring a new heaven and a new earth. In these last days at Pentecost, God's Holy Spirit power was released throughout the entire world to everyone, men, women, sons, daughters, Jews, and Gentiles. Everyone can receive Holy Spirit power. So the question is, have you received it? If you haven't, then invite the Holy Spirit in today. If you have, but you feel you need a fresh infilling of his power and might, well, invite him in today. As you think about that invitation today, you might want to use this question to help you. What is the closest you have ever come to experiencing the special power of the Holy Spirit in your life? And why not join me tomorrow for another Battle Drill devotional as we think about the fact that Christians shouldn't keep quiet about the empty tomb.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.